Chapter 1. Who cares for the one who gives care? Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11:28-30. It's amazing how many times minister anyone will preach a powerful message, encourage a lost soul, make a sad one laugh, and afterwards slump behind the steering wheel of a car and weep like a baby, oftentimes alone. Pastors, church leaders, and all who serve in some capacity serve selflessly, but often with a declining emphasis on spiritual self-care. Very soon, the humanity aspect kicks in and spills over into rivers of depression, unforgiven grudges, feelings of betrayal, aloneness, sickness, and other unfortunate elements. The even more unfortunate aspect is the pedestal they are put on, which prevents them from sharing their burdens and forces them to fake strong fronts while crumbling on the inside, until it is almost too late. At this point, the devil is blamed for the fall, and shallow speeches of empathy and restoration are shoddily dosed to the broken minister. Everyone, of course, at this point is now a spiritual doctor. But Jesus, our wonderful Savior, foretold of this phenomenon. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11:28-30. This passage, hidden in Matthew 11, could easily be the most misquoted in regard to context. It is true that if you have a burden and lay it at his feet, Jesus will lift the burden. This passage is, however, dealing with something a little different. It starts by saying, "Come to me, all who labor." This sets the stage for the specific audience and the specific side effect that comes with being part of this group. The audience addressed here is those who labor. These are not limited to pastors and leaders only, but all who serve or labor in the kingdom of God. The emphasis of this book is on the leaders and elders, because the domino effect starts there. In Apostle Paul's letter to Timothy, Paul says, "Let the elders who rule well be considered worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in preaching and teaching." 1 Timothy 5:17. We will stay within this framework of laborers. If you are not an elder, yet you labor in his house, then the title is a matter of technicality. This book is still for you. Yet still, if you are an elementary school teacher, if you serve in the military, if you're a CEO, a lot of these concepts will apply to you as well. You are reading these words because the Lord wants you to. He wants to heal your soul, and he wants to restore and refuel you for the next phase of your life. Jesus said, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden," implying that what he's about to say is only for laborers to start with. He also implies that being a laborer comes with being heavy laden. It will be easy to form a theological argument against this and refer to many scriptures of joy and peace that the Lord gives. It will also be easy to lay this solely at the feet of the devil. Both have their place, but neither negates the words of Jesus. The casualties are falling at a rapid rate right under our noses, affecting both small and large congregations. I once knew a minister who loved the Lord and pastored a beautiful church. Over time, he encountered some of the obstacles of spiritual leadership and became heavy laden. Today, he no longer pastors a church and is barely in touch.